Bienvenue à AFL ce soir. Mon nom est Tim Carter avec mon co-animateur JP Worley. How'd you like that? Wasn't that good? Anybody who only knows French is going to be able to understand what the hell I just said. Did you understand, JP?
No hablo español.
Oh, that's lovely. Considering it's the wrong language. That's great. Welcome, everybody. This is AFL Tonight. AFL Soir. I didn't think it would be AFL Soir. I thought it would be Ce Soir. Anyways, it is AFL Tonight. You know what? We're talking about before the beginning. We have quite a bit going on this next week, but we just can't get rid of the trash that's happening in the AFL this year. Give you an example, JP, is that, you know, we're trying to do the box scores here as quickly as possible, by the way.
Which you guys still haven't done.
As we're taping, yes, I agree. I had one game alone, I had 5 errors that I had to verify. And verification is one of 2 things, where you go into the actual play-by-play to verify the times, because that's what we were doing. It's not, you know, it's perfect to have, you know, nothing like having all the touchdowns being scored at 0-1 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't happen that way. Even in the AFL, it doesn't happen that way.
The miracle minute.
Yeah, that was miracle second times 4. So we have to go in. That's the first thing. If we can't figure it out then, we go and we use the nifty broadcast. So
right.
We literally have to go back to their archive, if it is available. If it's available. So that's what we've been dealing with this week.
Well, thank goodness for Nifty.
Oh, yes. Thank God for Nifty, because if not, it's funny. I had actually had to contact the Battle Wings this week. First, I was very surprised to hear that their front office staff is a grand total of 4 people. I could tell when I announced introduced who I was, she was thinking to herself, who the hell are you and what are you calling me about?
And which 3 of my coworkers should I transfer you to?
Yes, well, I wanted to talk to the PR guy, but she says, well, we all have the same number. I'm thinking, oh, okay. That's when she told me there's only 4 of them. I wish I remembered her name because I would give her a shout-out, but I don't remember her name. So if you are listening, which I seriously doubt, but if you are, thanks for giving me the information that you did. Because we're looking for the box score for the Tampa Bay-Bossier City game. And we happen to be talking about the issues that are coming along with this, you know, with the crap in the box scores.
Right.
Needless to say, they hate it. They hate the program. They really hate the program.
I don't think anybody could like the program.
No. I actually heard some news, too, this week.
And it probably makes it worse, too, when you're forced to use this program.
Well,
that probably only one person in the whole league enjoys using.
When? Who would that be?
I have no idea. Whoever makes the call on why they're using that is all I can figure.
Well, I would think that they would want to be able to, they would want to pay the, however much it was said it was worth, you know, I think it was what, $125 or roughly that for however many franchises, you know, pay the $2,000 to buy a certificate for each team, you know.
No, they blew all their money buying the naming rights.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't have any money until next season.
Yeah. They're going to go into the coffers. But what's funny is that not only do they hate it, I've been told that the Tulsa group, and this is, you know, this is where the league office is, and this is one of the guys that came, the Tulsa stats crew supposedly is threatening to walk.
Wow.
Supposedly, this is going to be the last game that they are going to do with this crappy program. And then walk. So they're going to have to hire all new people and hire all and train all these new people.
Well, this has already been done before. I mean, this is why Vista changed to Windows 7.
Yeah. M-E. Yeah.
And no, Vista came around and everybody was pissed and said, okay, I'm walking, you know, unless you come up with something else, we walk.
That's right.
And come bam, on. Out comes Windows 7.
I was about to say, do not make us go to Steve Jobs. Supposedly, though, what's funny is that this same crew that does the stats for Tulsa uses the old program that the AFL-2 used and the AFL used for, I think, their hockey team.
Hmm.
So they're using both programs. Can you understand why they want to walk?
Oh, well, definitely. Definitely. When you know there's a greener pasture on the other side of the fence, then, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe some of these teams don't know. Maybe that's all they've known is this crappy program, and so they just live with what they have.
Actually, it's funny you mention that. And you mentioned it before, you wouldn't know which team would like it the most. I know exactly which team would have liked it the most.
And who would that be?
They were called the Utah Valley Thunder. I think they used this stupid program in the AIFL. I think.
If they did. They might be like, hey, we've got a program to keep our stats. No more jotting it down on a piece of paper.
You mean I got to use Excel?
Laptop? What's that?
Yeah. We don't use laptops.
I've got my pen and pad of paper here.
Pen and pad of paper. Oop,
that's another sack. Oh. Oop, touchdown. Write down his name. Quick. What time? Time? See, they can't get the time.
They can't get they can't get mad enough because they can't drink.
Yeah. They can't drink, but it ain't going to do anything.
Forget this. I hate this damn program. Give me a shot of sarsaparilla. There's more than just this crap that's going on, and yes, we're still grumpy. We were trying to figure out exactly what was happening with this whole – and if anybody who doesn't know – Kurt Warner is going to be in Iowa this week. He's going to be a guest color analyst on the NFL broadcast, NFL Network broadcast. I didn't think Kurt did TV, so I don't know how well this is going to go. It's not like he's Mike Pawlowski, who has gone on to do color commentating and stuff like that.
Well, that's all you have when you're thrown out of the league.
Yeah.
UFL.
Then also what they're going to be doing, this is where the confusion reigned. They're going to be actually retiring. We thought they were going to be re-retiring his jersey, which would have been didn't make any sense because both you and I know JP, and a lot of people know, especially when you go back with the league, everybody knows that it was retired on TNN, Iowa versus Tampa Bay back in 2000.
Correct.
And if you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Just do a search for Kurt Warner retirement, a jersey retirement. And you'll be able to watch the entire ceremony. But
which is funny because the article they did in USA Today said that they were going to retire his number.
Exactly. And
they made it sound like one of the NFL teams was going to retire his number, and then they put dot dot dot.
Oh, did they? I didn't read the story.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, but I was able to get an email from Stephanie King, who is the, I guess we could say, the PR person over at the Barnstormers, and I want to thank Stephanie for the information that she gave to us. I mean, my basic question was to them is that are the Barnstormers actually going to be retiring his jersey? And I mentioned, you know, that the ceremony on May 25th, 2000, you know, what about then? So they're not actually re-retiring his jersey. They're going to re-induct him. They're going to be inducting him into the Barnstormers Hall of Fame as the first member. Doesn't that kind of seem pointless?
Redundant, yeah.
Yeah.
Pointless. I mean, because normally when you induct the first team of Hall of Famers and stuff, even with a small arena football team, you do I don't know, more than one guy. You know? Because, I mean, what if I would, you know, goes under next season or moves again, you know? And so they've got one retired number that they can't find the banner for.
Supposedly, you are
supposedly.
Right.
Yeah. And one member in their Hall of Fame. You know, I don't know. I guess you got to start somewhere.
Well, it's like the league did also, but then again, when was the last time the league actually had a... Well, they had an AF2 induction ceremony, and that was the last year of the league. When was the last time that the AFL actually had an induction ceremony to their Hall of Fame? Because remember, there used to be a yearly Hall of Fame game played in Iowa. I think it was played in Iowa most of the time.
Played in Iowa. Yeah.
And they don't do it anymore. Or they didn't do it anymore. They didn't do it.
I think the last one was in 2000.
It's a long time since they did it.
It's either 99 or 2000, but yeah. Well, do what you got to do, I guess. More power to Iowa.
Well, I think it's also, I don't know how they came up with the idea for the Kurt Warner night. I imagine obviously they're going to fly him in. They had the Stormer.
Oh, he's coming in with the Rattlers.
Yeah. The team tweeted a couple, I think today, as we're doing this taping, they tweet
every 20 minutes.
They tweet a lot of stuff, but they actually tweeted, I don't know if you saw it, they tweeted the picture of the jersey that they had made, the Warner jerseys.
Oh, okay.
They actually tweeted those pictures, so everybody could see them, you know.
I will have to check those out.
Yeah. But you get a lot of information from Twitter. It doesn't necessarily mean, it's, you know, I guess when pictures, it's just proving everything is correct. You know, it has to be true. I've had stuff sent to me via Twitter and email, which has been, oh, rumor has it, and it's been totally off kilter.
Well, they're saying this, it'll be great weather tomorrow in the arena. Excited to have Kurt Warner back.
Yeah, I think they did that because it was raining. It was like raining cats and dogs. I wanted to say something else, but...
I mean, hello, they're in an arena.
Yeah, I know. Well...
I'm just personifying the pointless tweets that they do.
Well, if the team had been in Pittsburgh and they still played at the Igloo...
It could possibly open, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, they have 2,513 tweets and they've been on for 3 months.
Wow. Well, they do.
No, I take that back. It's not 3 months. Oh. But I'm not sure how long they've been on. But, yeah, they do have over 2,500 tweets.
They do retweet a lot of stuff that we send. Like, if we'll post something before they will, they'll retweet it out to everybody. And what's that you say? You didn't know that we had a Twitter account? Yeah! Yes, we do!
Tweet.
Twitter.com/ArenaFan. And there are other ways also. God, this Segway stuff really sucks. There is our Facebook page, facebook.com/ArenaFan. And there are there's actually JP's Twitter account also, twitter.com/sidelines14. And there is, if you wanted to contact us, you can do so multiple ways. But email me, you can do so at tim.capper@arenafan.com.
It's such a crime to have those Iowa jerseys with no wings.
Yes, I know. And you know
and
what?
The pants with no propellers.
Yep. And that local ad break, it's now in the garbage. Yeah, I know. They were saying, what thing can you want the most when it comes to the Kurt Warner? And I said, bring out the retro wing jerseys.
Retro nothing. Make them the actual jersey that they're supposed to be.
Yeah, you had told me something, I think it was when it came to the Iowa jerseys. They had wanted to bring them out or... somebody had said that they were sewn on. Was that you?
No, somebody I saw that on Arena Fan. They had said something about hand sewing. They're not sewn. They're screen printed. A friend of mine in the league actually has a Warner Barnstormer jersey.
No kidding.
Yes, he does, and he still works with the league too.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I only
and
got
he would wear it from time to time too. That was the big kicker.
I only got a Mike Horacek Iowa Barnstormers game worn home black jersey.
It's one more than I have.
I think it's pretty sweet too. I love the jersey.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it on the podcast. I've worn it to Arena Bowl. Jim Foster came up to me thinking I was from Iowa. I had to let him down nice. I said, "No, Mr. Foster, I'm from Canada." And he's like,
and he walked away.
Yeah, he walked away. No, no.
No, 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 no. He wouldn't do that. No.
He did. He says, well, thank
he
you
chuckled.
For, thank
he chuckled and walked away.
Yeah. Chuckled, thanked me for his support, and then walked away.
And then walked away.
I wonder if, you know what, if I remember correctly, and I think that was the first I met him, I think it was the second Arena Bowl in Vegas. I think Kurz was with him, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I do believe Kurz was...
That's right, we're all talking together. That's right, we're all talking together after the game. Sweating buckets.
Oh yeah, there was an all-star cast there at Arena Bowl 20 with the top 20 players of all time that were honored. Oh, I can't remember when they were honored. Were they honored at halftime?
It was at halftime. Yeah,
it was at halftime.
I think
before the halftime show.
Who was it that year?
Third Eye Blind? No.
Because originally it was
some group like that.
It was originally supposed to be one group, and then they flaked, and then I think it had to be. I think you're right. I think it was Third Eye Blind. It was supposed to be. Who sings song All Star?
I'm not sure.
Hey now. You're an all-star. Da 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 da. I'm singing on the podcast. That's right.
Yeah, it was. Third Eye Blind that came in. Let's see if I can get any more information here. I don't know if somebody did flake. It happened probably before they announced it. I don't know. Because I think only Third Eye Blind was announced.
It was Smash Mouth. No, I found it. It was supposed to be Smash Mouth originally.
Oh, okay.
Or didn't we have Bryan Adams one year? Was that the next year? Who did the...
Yeah, I think it was Bryan Adams down in New Orleans for 21.
Yeah, in 22, the outdoor show was supposed to be Huey Lewis, and I think they got some schmo to do halftime. Or is Miss America twirling a baton? I don't know.
And Arena Bowl 20's, what's it called? National Anthem singer was Daryl Worley.
Okay.
And yes, related. Cousin Daryl, as my mom likes to call him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's like his biggest fan.
I'm awestruck.
Awestruck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I surprised him too after he sang the national anthem, went over and said hi, and he was surprised to see me.
What did you say to him? Those aren't the words. It starts with O Canada.
No. No Canadian teams, no Canadian national anthem.
Nope. Not since the late 2000s. Anyways, we were talking about, scoring was down a ton last week. It was down under 800. It was only at 104 points per game last week. And we were talking when it comes to pick 'em and stuff like that. Every team, that you think you know exactly which team is going to do what, and then out of the blue, these teams drop a load and play the worst game of the year, at least that we think that they could play. I mean, look who lost. Did you honestly think Chicago was going to win? Yes, I did. Did you think Iowa was going to win? No. I thought Chicago was going to kill them, and look what happened.
Right.
If it wasn't for the bonehead play by Utah's head coach, Utah would have pulled off a stunner. Who doesn't know the rules when it comes to, you could tell, you knew exactly what the guy was going to do on the, he exactly what you're taught to do in arena football. Drop. You get to the goal line when you're up or about to win a game and you drop at the goal line, but then they just totally screwed it up.
Yep.
And pulled off. But the scoring was totally down. But Aaron Boone for Utah, 6 touchdowns. But needless to say, you and I both had, I know we're getting to pick them early, but you and I both had horrible weeks.
Yep. Horrible week.
And even though the 8-ball, who we still think is on drugs,
totally,
is now leading us all.
Yeah, he had a pretty good week.
No, I went 4. Well, I think the big week was 2 weeks ago. But he's 1 up on me and 2 up on you. And I think in the top 10. No, sorry, top 20. He dropped out of the top 10. He was up to like 8th, I think, after Friday's games.
Yeah, because he had that 5-2 week 6.
Exactly.
Catapulted him into the top 10.
Exactly.
And then he kind of fell off this week, but still did better than us.
Yeah, well, yeah. Under 500 for both, for all of us. I talk about fantasy, but they haven't been run yet. as we're talking.
Yeah.
But we have two. You and I have two different picks this week. 8-ball is on the juice. He's sleeping. He's biding his time. He's
he just came out of a roid rage.
No. He's. I know for a fact that 8-ball, he sort of has this thing for crystal balls. So he's checking his crystal ball and saying, you know, where his future lies this week, and hopefully everything will come up. Hazy future, please try again. Or whatever.
Ask again next week.
Yeah, ask again next week. What do you mean, Jay? What, JP loses? What? What is that?
No.
What do you think about Bobby Scipio being signed by Orlando? We're noticing that there seems to be a one-and-done thing. Asiah Burley comes in as a leader, you know, the current streak leader when it comes to consecutive touchdowns at 50.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And blows a right tire. Was it too soon? Was Arizona not last week, a week prior? But was Arizona too packed at and stacked at wide receiver? You know, you look at this. Will Scipio actually make a difference?
It's hard to say. I want to say yes. With an Orlando team that's obviously struggling to get going here and to find some kind of rhythm.
Well, they remember they've won 2 in a row, so they've been doing something.
I mean, but who do they beat? They beat. Let's see here.
Well, they beat an Alabama Vipers team with a backup quarterback, their former Albany Firebirds and AF2 quarterback Steve Wassel,
right?
Who played horrible.
And the week before that.
Yeah.
Dallas completely imploded.
That's right, you're right. Yeah, they outscored them 26-6 in the fourth quarter.
Right. And then who before that did they lose to? Bossier City, Jacksonville, Iowa. Iowa's doing all right. Jacksonville, pretty good, 5-1. Bossier City's kind of hit a rough spot and lost their last, I think, 3 games. Yeah.
4.
I'm sorry, four.
I think it's four. Four, five. I don't know. I think it's 5, actually. I think they're actually at the 5 straight losses.
No, it's 4.
Is it four?
They started off 2-0.
Yeah.
And they've blown a right tire as well. Lost 4 in a row here. So I would say yes. The Scipio on Orlando should help them out.
Is he going to make Nick Hill look like a quarterback that he actually isn't? Because you know how, I mean, Scipio is a little bit older.
He's still a great receiver. And great receivers can make almost any quarterback look good.
One example would be John Dutton and Damien Harrell. True?
I won't say no.
I'll just skirt that question.
I don't want to get on John's bad side.
No, he's been playing like a maniac also. You were on his ass early in the year because of the interceptions.
Called him out, and he stepped up, so kudos to him.
What did you call him? What did you do? You,
no.
You spike his drink or something like that? What did you do?
No, we just called him out and said, hey, you know, you're not doing so damn well, you know?
Now, Scipio's not played in the Arena League since 07.
Correct.
Now, yeah, he did play. Did he play with Slaughter?
That was going to be my next question.
I can't remember if he played with Slaughter. I think he tried to play in the UFL and did not do anything because he was basically benched. But remember, Scipio is a receiver. He has 350 receptions in his career.
Right.
Just shy of 5,100 yards and 140 touchdowns.
He's a beast.
His biggest was last year. His last year in the Arena League, which was in 07, and he had 53. How was that? That was his breakout year, actually, really. See, he'd been coming off some crap years.
If he can shake the rust, I guess. Orlando really can't do any worse than they already are.
No. Yeah, I did play at in the UFL. Also, props. We had, it seems to hear, Arena Fan is around when he had these milestone moments. But we had one of those this past week. Actually, we had two interesting things that occurred. Damien Harrell became the all-time arena football leader in receiving yards, passing the great Barry Wagner. And he has one more to go. He owns the touchdown record. He owns the receiving yards record. His next thing will be receptions.
He'll get it and then promptly retire after the game.
I don't want to.
You never know.
No.
You never know.
I think if Milwaukee continues to play well, I don't think so. I don't think that'll be the case. I think
they did hold him out a week to put him on TV to do it.
That's something you and I both thought about. And funny, you and I were not the only two people to think that.
Right.
So maybe he's tweaking some stuff, you know, and they're and they're holding out. Yes, it was a home game, but remember, didn't NFL Network, because of the new, as we found out, for the rest of the games this year, the NFL Network's flex scheduling is coming into effect.
Yeah, per home team monetary donation, I guess you would call it.
And arena availability.
Oh, well, yeah, arena availability.
So that makes me believe that it won't be on all teams that are currently playing on Fridays. So it could easily be the best particular matchup.
Possibly.
Because if you look at a lot of the matchups that are coming up.
Well, wasn't it said that the one team was asked and they didn't want to foot the bill?
I found out the story. I'm trying to remember what it was. I actually found out the story behind that. It was Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. That sucks too. It was actually a pretty good explanation on why they didn't change the game. And I don't know if it was all about money. I don't know. You know what? At least they're not having to move the Warren I-4 next week on the 28th. Then you got a great matchup the next week, Week 10, Chicago Jacksonville. They won't be moving that one. Week 11 maybe, Tulsa Dallas.
Yeah.
Now they're actually, we found out this week through an article in the Sports Business Journal. It was an interesting read, by the way. If you haven't read it, it is available on the arena fan message boards. The entire thing's been cut and pasted. We found out that, and I don't know what you were expecting at the beginning of the year when it came to ratings, but the games are averaging about between 125 to 130,000 people per week. And rumor was that it beat an NHL game. Now we don't know if that was preseason. If that was just one of their games of the week during, I think it's probably during the regular season. It would have to be considering what they're claiming that versus Drew for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Is 125 enough to keep the NFL Network as their broadcaster?
I would say yes.
Now, I notice they are playing different ads, too. We don't see the same damn ads except for that god-awful one with Bernie Kosar, you know, where he's selling Roethlisberger. I know it's not Roethlisberger. I can't. What is it? Lungenberger? Or
yeah.
Something to that effect. So the ads are changing. But
right. No U.S. Army, no ADT, no Aarons, over and over and over and over and over again.
No. I don't know. I'm trying to remember the press release. I think it was where the AFL was supposed to get the advertisers that got Kosar doing his thing. Bad commercial. I swear that thing is so bleached out. That commercial. Longenberger, whatever. Roethlisberger sounded better.
Well, he could have been selling something completely different.
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
Our listeners out there.
We won't go there.
Yeah.
No. 120, I think 125 is pretty decent. They don't have, I think there are maybe two-thirds, if I remember correctly, NFL Network has two-thirds the audience that Versus does.
Right, because a lot of carriers don't carry it because I believe the NFL Network, what's it called, has some kind of fee or something like that. That some of the carriers refused to pay.
Yeah, I think that was a huge thing. It was between them and Comcast. I think that was a huge thing, if I remember correctly.
Time Warner, too.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's not Comcast anymore. It's
Xfinity.
Yeah.
Time Warner's always been cheap. Because I remember having Time Warner when ESPN HD came out, and they refused to carry ESPN HD. Because it was going to cost their viewers more money. I was like, what? You gotta be kidding me.
I was about to say, they're cheap, and didn't they just sign Conan? To like a 6-7 figure, whatever.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Turner.
No, that's Time Warner. They own CNN.
Really?
Yes, they own CNN. Like Entertainment Weekly, they own Time Magazine, whatever is under the Time Warner banner, if I remember correctly. As JB clicks to find out.
Oh, wow, yes. They purchased TBS in 1996.
So, yeah. So it can't be that cheap. But I know what you mean. Coming to HD and a whole slew of stuff, but you know, then again, I don't get HD. I don't get NFL Network and HD up here.
Oh, too bad.
Maybe
you shouldn't be Canadian.
Yeah. But I think they'll probably play with the numbers a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if we're two-thirds of what they get, and we have 125,000 people.
Then, yeah, they'll do a Canadian to American conversion.
That's right. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, that was your weekly Canada Dig, brought to you by J.P. Worley. Any comments or complaints concerning his personal dig, please make sure to let him know. That's at twitter.com.
There aren't any Canadians out there listening to us.
We have one! And it's not me!
Yeah.
Not me. JP's been kidding. We're so off topic this week, but whatever.
Yeah.
We've finally been able to, we've signed up Joe, our esteemed ruler. Was able to find a podcast counting firm. I don't know. We're able to see what our actual numbers are. So JP finally has to change his script, saying that, you know, we only have three listeners. So he's actually able to finally say five or more, depending on the week.
Okay, here we go. TBS merged with Time Warner in 96.
Really honest, dude. Stop.
And it now operates as a semi-autonomous unit of Time Warner. So it's under Time Warner, but it's really its own little thing.
That's right. That's all for AFL Tonight this week, people. Thank you very much for joining us.
I'm with Coco.
Actually, if I'm with you, I'm with Joe-O. There it is. I'm with Joe-O. And you're with Dumbo. I'm sorry, that was really bad. If I didn't have to edit last week, I'm going to be editing this week.
I have to cut that in post.
That's right. It's on the floor. Let's see.
I think we need to get back on topic.
That's it. I'm trying. I know. The NFL Flex, fine. It's cool. I think, yes, with the 125 that they currently draw, I wouldn't be surprised if they're back next year. And Commissioner Kurz was saying within the article that they didn't have as much time because they basically started looking for advertisers when the league started / the season started. So,
yep. Well, with the folding of the Arena League and the non-play of 2009, you're gonna alienate some of your casual fans per se.
Hence the drop. Because that's what the story was about, too.
Right.
The drop in attendance.
You're going to alienate some of your diehards as well.
Yes.
You're on a network that's only seen by 2/3 of the United States. So, yeah, the number's going to be low. And I think they knew that going in. I think the NFL Network and the Arena League were both looking for, hey, we've got games for you to broadcast, and the NFL Network's like, hey, we've got time for you on our network. You know, so it's kind of a mutual, and I think it's a good thing as well.
No, they also get the ad revenue and whatnot, you know. It's
exactly.
So, yeah.
I'm willing to bet they knew the numbers going in were not going to be huge.
No.
But they can't be disappointed with, you know, with the numbers that they have. I think the numbers that they have right now are pretty good, considering, you know.
Oh, I was surprised. Hearing 125, I was very surprised, actually. You know, not a negative way, in a positive way, because finding stuff for this type, this is the first time the numbers have actually come out. Whether they've been asked on any, you know, ask the commish type of things or whatnot, it's really the first time that the numbers have actually come out and saying we are getting this amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge positive for a league that's been around, for a league that, whether you call it 2.0 or whether you call it a rebooted league, you know, the AFL reboot,
which has been dropped on Arena Fan, by the way.
Yes, yes. It has.
After much discussion, debate, and personal attacks.
Yes. I got tired of it. I removed it. I was the one who removed it. Everybody was saying, thank you for removing it. I removed it. I said, you know what? As soon as
before the lock.
Yeah. Before I said, you know what? After I had an epiphany when I was saying, you know what? It's a reboot. I had an epiphany. So, you know what? I just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm dropping it.
Well, it's what I've always said it was. It's the arena football under new management.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when a restaurant goes out of business for a couple of months, in this case, quite a few months, and then reopens as the same restaurant under new management. That's all it is.
That's right. You know,
same game, mostly the same teams. They tried to get most of the same players. They kept some of the same owners. You know, it's under new management, you know, but it's the same arena football. It's just going to be done differently.
Right.
Yeah. I think this is the best way to say it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's not going to be the old arena football.
No.
And even the people who say it's close enough or will fight you on the whole 2.0 issue, they know it's not going to be the same old arena football. And it never will be, which is probably a good thing, I think.
Well, and that's, and I've mentioned it before, I'm sure everybody's tired of me saying it. That's why I've lumped it in between the AFL and the AF2. It's right in the middle.
Yeah. Well, it's a combination of the two.
It is a combination of the two.
It's a combination of the two with new management. And but that was a thing that I always had to explain to people when I would talk arena football to people who had either barely heard of arena football or never heard of it, was to let them know, well, it was an arena league that was played in the summertime with either players that didn't make it in the NFL and wanted to, or former NFL players, or even guys who made it in the NFL but weren't good enough
to make it to the CFL or to wherever, you know.
Right. But they, you know, or guys who were better suited for the arena football game,
mm-hmm.
who wouldn't make it in the NFL. But then also I had to let them know that, you know, hey, these were teams owned by owners of other sporting teams that basically use them as a tax write-off because they would always run in the red. And they were like, oh, okay, sounds cool. I understand why it's not as big as it could be, you know, like one of the big four, you know, it's because the money's not there and the owners treat it as if it's, you know, it's redheaded stepchild on the side that they're picking up a tax write-off for.
It's their hobby. It's a hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thank and people you. Understood that. They didn't think, oh, you know, what a crappy league or that's stupid or anything like that. Once I, you know, broke it down and explained the economics of it all. And, you know, and then they always wanted to know how much the players were making and stuff. And I always let them know. It's like, oh, yeah, Kurt Warner used to play, and he would bag groceries, too. So I think it's a good thing that they remodeled everything, and we have this new business model that's, you know, going to do a better job of keeping teams around longer and keeping the game around longer.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think they needed to do something in order to make it more viable. You know, with the teams that are coming in next year, we don't have any idea of how much these new teams are going to be giving. I remember the rumored Pittsburgh franchise was going to give, I mean, huge amounts of money. I think it was like $12 million to come in, and I think they're charging a shade less than $2 million.
Okay.
I don't remember who's mentioned that before, but I could be wrong on those numbers.
I think from what I've heard that the numbers were it was a flat $2 million to come in.
Okay.
The new expansion team.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Okay. Okay. But what else? We're talking about, we mentioned Harrell.
But the $2 million to clarify all this,
yeah,
probably people wondering why so much for teams in a league that it only took $6.1 million for the 15 other teams to get going. It's to buy into that $6.1 million, and then it's also to go towards to other things and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But yeah, you're paying for that former AFL logo and colors and stuff.
Yeah.
And name.
Yeah. New pads, shoes. The little AFL logo.
All those David Baker footballs that they still have. You know?
Wow.
They don't buy themselves.
What's, that stuff's going to be like herpes. They're going to be around forever, like luggage.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a David Baker. Don't touch that thing. You know it? You know where that's been? It's been in two leagues.
If the guy will never get rid of that now.
What's wrong, man? You got David Baker. He's a goner. For the first time in over 200 pass attempts, Chris Grayson had his first interception. All I can say, it was no backpedal, toss it up, cheap ass interception. It was a fantastic play. And I think it was a one-handed interception by the Utah player. The name at the moment escapes me. But it's, you know, when you look at him now and you look at – so I think him and Dutton, I think, are now 1-2. I think Dutton has more passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
But – since we do not know, and the league doesn't keep these type of stats, we're gonna go ahead and just give him the crown for the most consecutive passes without an interception. I mean, we've had, and if you go back and you see the prior stuff on Arena Fan for the Breaking It Down articles, you've had quarterbacks go as many as 10 games without an interception. But to hear, 200, I think it was 205 total pass attempts before the interception. It's just unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So. But hey, congrats to him. I mean, even though the games were very low scoring, most of the games are low scoring, they turned out still pretty well. And so, a lot of bonehead plays. A lot of bonehead plays. Are you getting caught up on your games? I know it's been Piggy's been on your butt about not watching a lot of games and co-hosting an arena football talk show. Have you been able to catch any more games that you want? I mean, when possible? I mean, you are watching. I know you're watching the game of the week. That I do know.
Right, right. Well, of course. I'm keeping up with stuff with Nifty. I know I scoffed at it earlier in the beginning of the year because it was an AF2 thing and stuff like that, but Nifty, they're real spot on. It's a good thing, and like you said, it saves our butt on the stats as well, because
it's a godsend.
You can go back and be like, and it's not like the old arena football website where you could pick and choose, pick up clips of games and stuff, of what they wanted to show you, mm-hmm. and what angle they probably
that
wanted to show you and whatnot.
I remember that was pretty bad.
But this one, you can go back and you actually watch, a pretty good broadcast TV-wise.
And you're able to use the archiving portion of it exactly like a PVR.
Oh yeah, I've been using it to go over certain plays and things, and you go back and rewind it and kind of try to slow it down frame by frame and stuff like that. And like I said, because it's an actual TV broadcast, you get to see different angles and stuff like that, and you get to hear the different commentators as well.
One out of Jacksonville, the guy is absolutely he's consistent, but I'm thinking, dude. So every time that the other team gets a penalty, this is what he actually does. So it's like first he goes flag on the play, and then if it's against the other team, he'll do this beep beep. Beep. Back him up. I'm thinking, dude, get some sound effect. I'm sure you're great in arena, but dude, get some. It's unique. I've never heard it put in a lot of the football games that I've gone to. I've never heard it put that way. It's true. You're like, I could chuck back it up. So I don't know. See, that's the thing with Nifty TV. That's what you can do. You can go back and see, watch the. We mentioned it. I think with the first couple weeks. I think it was the first week. When you went to the game that you went to, JP,
mm-hmm.
and the ball went right through the iron, yep. and it counted it as an extra point.
Yeah. Oh, and God. You can go back and you can watch it on Nifty and see it went through the iron.
Exactly, which it did.
Yeah.
Or you can go through. They did it this week. I can't remember what game it was. I actually think it was. I think it was the Chicago Iowa game. Yeah, it was. I think it was Chicago Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually put in the box score. You know, kick no good. Ball got stuck in the iron. Like, what? I don't have that player on my roster. Mr. Ball stuck on iron. Don't have that guy here.
Well, I guess if it goes through the iron, it's good. But if it gets stuck in the iron, it's no good.
I'm curious. Well, I don't think they would have to actually have gone back and written it because it counted as a good extra point. So nobody would notice it except anybody who knows the game. Anybody knows the game. It's just
yeah,
rough. Rough. Totally rough.
Oh, yeah.
Some interesting, you know, we're talking about the Arizona game. Kurt Warner Day or whatever it is, Kurt Warner Week. It's you know they wanted to have it on Friday. They didn't want to clash with Lost Weekend on ABC. but Arizona is coming in to, or maybe as you said before, maybe he's coming in with Arizona. He hitched a ride with Brett Bushy. And came in for the game.
They're taking Kurt Warner 1, his Learjet.
Kurt Warner 1, that's right. For him and his, you know, he has 7 kids.
Wow.
And he was he's tweeting also. He's at Kurt 13 Warner, by the way. He was rattling and listed all the ages of his kids. His oldest kid is 21. He has a lot of kids. I'm thinking, what is this, John and Kate? but Arizona,
he might have to take over.
Yeah, Arizona's coming in. No, I don't think it would work that way. He's too much of a. And I mean this in the nicest way, but I'm not being sarcastic anyway. He's a very God-loving man, which he is, and I don't mean that in any bad way. It's true, he is. But so I don't think it would. I think he would clash with the Duggars if that's the case. You know the family that has 19 kids.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. Tuesday night's on TLC. Besides the Arizona Rattlers game, yeah. Running out of material real quick. 7:30 at Milwaukee, who came off a gift from Utah, goes to Orlando that got a gift in Alabama because of Alabama starting their second stringer. Don't know. I think Milwaukee probably is going to run rampshod over Orlando. I wouldn't be surprised, but anything can occur. We were talking about Jacksonville and Cleveland earlier. This is probably the matchup of the two hottest teams in the league.
Right. This should be a really good matchup.
It should be a very good matchup. And I'm hoping this game is actually being broadcast locally in Jacksonville on CW17. I'm hoping that they use on the Nifty broadcast that they use their broadcast, the TV feed. I hope. Usually, because if their product, because it's funny, there's another game on another Spokane game that's going to be on SWX, and we know, as you have seen too, JP, that they carry they basically do a simulcast of the SWX feed over the Nifty broadcast.
Right.
But I think it's probably if we were still doing it in the past where it was the game of the week, I think that would probably be my game of the week.
Right. That's definitely mine.
Then we have the Battle of Oklahoma.
Loser has to leave next season.
Only have.
I don't think they'll go for that, but.
Well.
It'd be an interesting stipulation. Make them play harder.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens if it's a tie? Oh, that's right. There are no more ties in the AFL.
Oh, I was going to say, well, they can both leave then.
Then the sad sack right now, Dallas Vigilantes are playing Chicago. Chicago is coming off a horrid 30-point output. 30 points in arena football. 30 points. It's, yeah, I know, it's, Russ, I threw many interceptions, Mikna, and Colin drafts for the Vigilantes. This game is being played in Big D. Bossier City, as we mentioned before, on a four-game losing streak, coming into Alabama, and I think, you know, Alabama's hyping this game as a revenge game. Because if anybody doesn't remember what occurred, it was a very AFL referee-like call that was made back in, I think it was week one, where Bossier City scored on a last-second touchdown, which possibly should not have been a touchdown. At least Alabama fans think it shouldn't be a touchdown. So they're billing it as a revenge game. But if Alabama does not have a quarterback at their disposal, Raymond Filiot is going to just basically tear them a new one.
That's always fun.
Yes. And last but not least, on the last game, late Saturday night on Nifty and on SWX, Utah comes into Spokane. We actually get to see which Utah team shows up. It's funny, the week that after I totally blast them, they almost knock off the number one team in the league.
This is my lock of the week.
Wasn't it your lock of the week last week?
My lock of the week last week was
Utah Milwaukee.
Oh, yes, it was.
So, JP, what are you this year in Locks of the Week?
I don't think I'm doing pretty good in Locks of the
Week. So, if you happen to be a better, like we know our guru is, don't go with what JP says. Lock of the Week means not necessarily, is it a Mastercraft lock, or is it one of the no-name locks? So...
let's see, locks of the week. I am, hold on here, 0-1. 0-2. 1-2. 1-2.
Off the
2-2.
Oh.
2-3.
Okay.
2-4.
Oh, here comes week 7.
But I got last week's.
What was last week's?
I'm 3-4. Milwaukee over Utah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
Week. Pretty much anybody versus Utah is going to be my lock of the week.
Even though they are playing, they are playing a lot better.
Yeah, granted. But they're not playing well enough.
No. And Tampa has a bye week this week.
Is that a shot at Markham?
No, they have a bye week this week.
Oh, okay.
They do.
Just checking.
They do have a bye week this week. You know, they won last week. No. Coach M got win 201. And they actually made, I saw a picture they posted, they actually made him a jersey that had 200 on it. That they gave him. Isn't that interesting? No.
Nah.
No. Not really. I've heard rumblings, by the way, and there's nothing I can mention at the moment because I don't have all the entire story. So, we're going back before. Supposedly, there have been some teams that have committed to 2011. And now it's not current teams, it's actually expansion. And I know you and I have talked about it before, Philadelphia, you know, Pennsylvania and SoCo.
California.
Yeah. Sorry, SoCA. but, yeah, if I can get any more information on this, I will let you, the viewers, sorry, the listeners out in Arena Fan Nation know about it as soon as we find out. Also, if you haven't listened to it, we are gonna have a very, very unique AFL roundtable taping next week. We have been able to line up one I've not talked to. I know the other's MO, we'll say. You'll know him from the boards. And we have one who is actually involved, currently involved, in an arena football team. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have both of those two on here for the next taping of AFL Roundtable. If you haven't listened to it last month, go ahead and take a peek at it. Take a listen to it. It was with Chris Yao and Adam Markowitz. That was actually an interesting show, actually. That was actually an interesting show. Wow. Who would have thought taping on a Thursday would be so tough? I think I had a whole slew of stuff out there. I think I did my entire rant at the beginning of the show. Sort of.
Burn yourself out.
Yeah, I burned itself out. It was that French portion at the beginning that killed me.
Probably lost our...
Our five people. That's right.
Yeah.
Anything else? Last words before we let everybody get back to what they were doing and saying themselves, why did I download this 15?
Well, I thought we were going to give a shout out to our international viewers.
That's right.
Listeners. I'm sorry.
That's right. Yes. I got off totally off topic. You are correct. We were mentioning before about the about how we now can tell how many people are listening to the show. Right. And some very surprising people are actually listening to countries that you and I did not expect to actually see. We were both very surprised. When I first saw them and then I mentioned them to you today, we were like, what? You know, we would expect we have our well-known fan on Arena Fan who lives in Italy. Is he listening? No. I don't know why. But he's not listening. These countries, crazy. Okay, obviously with it being here in North America,
mm-hmm.
Most of them currently that we've listed are within the U.S.
Right.
But surprisingly, and we were trying to figure out why this was actually occurring, but our next largest amount since we've been keeping track is in the U.K. And I thought it was...
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't either. And then here's the other biggest one. Maybe it's because Facebook is banned. Maybe that's why. But China! Who would have thought?
I think they're looking to buy our show.
Yes.
It's a good investment. Buy up our debt of the show.
Good investment. Then we have Australia, Canada, Japan, and coming in one of the most surprising ones, Denmark. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And that was just this past week.
Yeah, pretty surprising.
So I had a theory that I know all you UKers, you've had exhibitions there before in the past when it came to the Arena Football League. Mm-hmm. No, you want it back. You've heard the rumors of these supposed AFL leagues starting up in the UK and other European cities. Is that what it is? I know that's what it is.
Possibly. I know why we have the Australia.
What's that?
Well, because they look up Australian rules football.
AFL.
Their AFL. They get AFL tonight, and they're like, oh, right, a new... Oh.
So what is this crap?
Like, oh, crikey. What's all this?
Stupid.
Mate.
Stupid wankers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Send all Australian hate mail to
J.P. Worley, care of this station. Yeah. But I thought it was interesting. Yeah.
Hello to all of our international listeners.
Drop us a line. Let us know why you listen.
Who hopefully speak English. If not, I guess our voices just sound neat to listen to.
That's right. Picked up a word. Picked up a new word. He said wanker. I don't know. But yeah, let us know why. Let us know why you listen. Where'd you hear about us? We're actually very interested in finding out.
Yeah, we love international arena football fans.
Yeah, Arena Fan Nation is just not open to North America.
Correct.
Arena Fan Nation is worldwide. We're coming.
Even in China.
That's right. We're coming next to your city.
ArenaFan.com has not been banned in China yet.
No, that was my comment about Facebook.
Not yet. Soon it will be.
Not yet.
But once we get popular enough, it'll be banned in China.
That's right. But I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it's great that we have more than three listeners out there.
That's right. That's right.
Five.
Five. That's right. Five on any given week. Any last words? Anything? I know every week I know you go out and support your league.
Go out and support your team. I can't say it enough. I mean,
you can't say it every week. You just can't.
No,
say
I know. I have to say it every week.
You just can't say it enough every week.
Can't say it enough because, I mean, it really comes down to the fans. I mean, we joke and we kid about things and you know, we make fun of the owners and we make fun of the players and we make fun of this and we make fun of that. I mean, this league really doesn't function without the fans. Plain and simple.
No, totally agree.
Yeah. So go out and support your team. Hey, even if you're going there to, you know, razz the other team or to razz your own hometown team, go and do it. You know, support the team.
Yeah. What better way is to pay $8 and to razz the team that you hate?
Exactly. Exactly.
JP knows exactly what that's like.
It's fun to do that.
Yeah. Are you going to go to another Glads game this year?
There are a couple ones I'm going to because I'm going to be seeing friends of mine that play for out-of-town teams.
Nice. So
I should be going to a couple more games.
Nice.
Yep.
That's cool.
I'm wearing the road team's jerseys, of course.
I don't know when I'm going to get to my next game. That's the only downside of not living in an AFL city.
Correct.
Which I will admit, it's you know.
But expansion is upon us.
So yeah.
You have to wait, like, you know, some people had to wait back in the original league.
Yeah, well, I had a
team. Or travel.
Yeah, well, until they actually get this thing decided about Arena Bowl, I don't know what's happening with that, so no promises are being made there, even though, we'd love to do Arena Bowl, AFL Tonight from Arena Bowl, live from Arena Bowl. But, you know. But if you want, you want to go towards our travel fund, hey, why not? I have a PayPal account. Just let me know.
We need to learn how to say that in Chinese so we can get the Chinese investors on board.
Yes.
We'll be sponsored by some Chinese beer.
That's okay.
Yeah, the Casworth.
Hey, if beer can work for the guys over at Dig Nation, it can work for us too.
Yeah.
I mean, they may be a video cast. We're not hell as not popular as they are, but we're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We'll get in the teens one day.
Yeah, get in the teens. We'll let you know. All right. Well, sorry for the slow week, guys. I mean, I really thought we had more to talk about, but it happens. We'll be more upbeat and whatnot for next week's show. And
it's because we got bumped to Thursday.
That's right. And we got a double taping next week, so remember, we'll take our Red Bull, and we'll mix that
caffeine pills,
caffeine pills,
no dose,
and we'll mix that with the 7 hour, the 5 hour pick me up or whatever it's called. I don't remember what it's called, but anyways, on top of a Starbucks mocha that will have that.
Double shot espresso.
That's right. There we go. And a Jolt Cola. A Jolt Cola, too. Yeah. So, for everybody here at the at AFL tonight, have a very good week. Again, for everybody here, for JP Worley, on the other side, I'm Tip Capper. Watch the rebound off the net.